Good morning. It is my pleasure to be here this morning in this beautiful Sunday with y'all. My name is Connie, and I am from Mexico. I was born and raised half of my life in Mexico. I moved to the United States when I was 12 years old, and it was one of the most amazing experiences ever. Growing up in Mexico wasn't easy. My mother was a single mother of three, and she never had the opportunity to send us to school. So we have to work like an adult. But it was one of the most beautiful experiences ever, because working and not being able to go to school taught me that God is always working in silence, that there is always a way to reach your dreams if you keep working hard. At the age of six, I was selling tomatoes with my grandparents. It was amazing because even though I didn't have the opportunity to go to school, I had the opportunity to learn how to count on my own. I had the opportunity to kind of make relationships with my customers, with my small customers. I remember my grandpa used to tell me, you have to sell 10 tomatoes for 5 pesos, which it was like, every tomato was 50 cents. So slowly I learned how to count 50 by 50. And then I would say, well, if you keep selling tomatoes, probably one day you can go to school. Or probably one day you can help your mom, my mom, or my grandparents. Thanks to that, I learned it that even though sometimes we don't get everything we want, or everything I wanted was just to go to school, God showed me love through my tomatoes, because every tomato represents love, sacrifice. It represents my hopes to one day become somebody in life to help my mother and my grandparents. When I moved to the United States, it was difficult because, like I said, I never had the opportunity to go to school. I didn't know how to read and write in my own language, which was Spanish. But I had the opportunity to learn how to read and write in English, and then it helped me to learn in my own language as well. I learned that I had the power to do anything I wanted in life. That if I had the power to learn two languages at the same time, I could do anything in life. The day I found out about Freedom U was the day before my high school graduation. It was like a gift from God telling me that he was there, that even though sometimes I felt like he was not responding my answers, he was working for something beautiful for me. Freedom U means a lot to me. Freedom U is a place where I can dream that I'm a lawyer, that I'm a nurse, that I can be one day the president of my own country. Freedom U, it's where I can freely say that I am undocumented, that I'm unafraid, that if I have dreams, I can work hard for them and conquer everything I want. At Freedom U, I found my second family. Dr. Miko, my mentor, she is an amazing woman. She means a lot to me. She has taught me that it doesn't matter that I don't have a social security, I can still go to school, that I can still fight for my community, that I can still help my mother, that if I set my mind to something, I can always do it. She believes in me, and I believe in myself because of that. One of my favorite memories at Freedom U was when my neuroscience teacher brought a human brain to my class. Yeah, it was amazing. I remember I went home, and I was like a little kid, and I told my mom, I was like, oh, guess what? We learned about human brains at class. She was like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, so from now on, don't call me Connie. Call me Dr. Sandoval. She asked me, she was like, who gave you that title? And I said, well, first of all, my teachers at Freedom U, they gave me that title. God gave me that title. I don't have to have a paper where it says that I'm a doctor. I call myself a doctor, you know? And it's those beautiful things that Freedom U has taught me, that it doesn't matter that I don't have it right now. I know one day I would have it. It doesn't matter that probably I can graduate when I'm 50, and it's okay. You know, it's never too late. And throughout my whole life, I have learned that it's never too late to learn something new or to become someone that you want. At Freedom U, they had taught me that nine numbers would never define me. The nine numbers would never stop me. And that it doesn't matter where I came from. All that matters what I'm going, where I want to get to. That, yeah, it can get hard. Sometimes it seems like I don't have that many opportunities as other people around me. But it's never impossible. That God is always there and that my family is always there. And I am happy and blessed to say that I'm a student of Freedom U. Thank you.